Okay, GPS interference testing. Idaho's National Labs issued a NOTAM, Notice to Airmen, alerting to a GPS test scheduled between the 1st to the 10th of April between the hours of 1800 Zulu to 2359 Zulu daily. Expect unavailable or unreliable GPS reception. Research and testing opportunity. If you're in or around the American readout, get your GPS devices ready for testing. Take baseline readings now, and during testing windows, document anomalies. That's if you're part of the American readout. Okay, we're going to go to this next source, is the Forward Observer. New Mexico GOP HQ targeted in arson attack. Local authorities in Albuquerque, New Mexico said the FBI and ATF are investigating a fire at the Republican Party of New Mexico headquarters as arson. Next source, Knightsbridge Global Hotspot Report. U.S. continues strikes on Houthis. The United States struck Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen Sunday and into Monday morning last week, hitting a variety of targets. Some of the airstrikes were near Sana'a, which is Yemen's capital. At least one strike appears to have targeted a moving truck, which is the first time the U.S. has targeted a vehicle in the current campaign. The weekend strikes appear to have been more significant than those in recent weeks. The campaign began the 15th of March. Additional A-10 Warthogs are being sent to the Middle East following B-2 Spirit bombers, which recently arrived at the airbase on Diego Garcia. End of message. Now we'll move to the National Intelligence Bulletin put out by the Ford Observer, dated Friday, April 4th, 2025, this last Friday. And we got a note that this will be the last NIB. They have too much on their plate. So we will continue with the AIB. This is the last NIB. Stay tuned. The first category, which is imminent risk, we have low-intensity conflict. Between 880 and 1,200 individual protests were scheduled for this last weekend, primarily during Saturday's hands-off and Tesla takedown protest campaigns. Most protests will have a small presence, although organizers are trying to turn out a million protesters in D.C. These protests were mostly peaceful, although political violence is always possible. My two cents, here in Grants Pass, it was mostly peaceful, but some reports of mild violence and threats came through on social media and other news sources. People engaged in some unpleasant conversations towards each other. No further comments. Next, we have elevated risk, and there are two under this category. First is food and agriculture. Agriculture industry lobbyists say the Trump administration efforts to increase domestic production of potash for fertilizer will not cover the needs of U.S. farmers, as 90% of potash is imported from Canada. Nutrien chief atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass said the central U.S. has a 60% risk of drought this year, almost double the normal 28% to 38% risk of seasonal drought. Next, we have economy and finance. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the U.S. is on track to hit the debt ceiling X date by May or June, and Republicans cannot count on Democrats to help pass a bipartisan debt ceiling increase. Also, a number of U.S. banks say recession risks are rising. Next, under the Outlook Stable Department, we have three. The first is energy. Cybersecurity firm Forescout said dollar power inverters from China-based SunGrow and GrowWatt and Germany-based SMA Solar Technology were vulnerable to cyber attacks due to security flaws. More than half of solar power inverter manufacturers are based in China. Next, we have LATAM, L-A-T-A-M, U.S. Southern Command, and the Panamanian Security Forces are running the annual Panamax exercise focused on defending the Panama Canal region through joint operations. And last, we have Indo-Pacific. China began new blockade drills around Taiwan, prompting the Philippines to declare it would inevitably be involved in a Taiwan invasion scenario. Japan and the Philippines continue to prepare for a Taiwan contingency, with Japan releasing plans to evacuate its southern islands, and the Philippines preparing to triple its fighter fleet with F-16s. This is a public service of the Early Warning Network. Nothing follows. End of message. Let me get back to the script for tonight. Stand by.